Now, yesterday we spoke about maintaining family ties and waking up early as sources of barakah. Maintaining family ties doesn't mean you have to visit every day or even call every day or have big dawahs. It means the relationship must be in good standing. There mustn't be grudges. There mustn't be ill feeling. And now that we're in lockdown, we spend more time on social media, on WhatsApp. Be careful not to offend people. Waking up early, tahajjud, then doing your spiritual activity, fajr, getting going, maximizing on the early hours of the morning. And if you feel tired, obviously the sunnah, qailula, and siesta in the afternoon. It'll make you much more productive during your 24-hour cycle. Now, the tip that we discuss for today is dua, asking Allah for forgiveness. You see, if we ask Allah for barakah, it's like the baby who cries gets the milk. You ask Allah, Allah will grant you. If not now, later. If not in this world, in the akhirah. If not what you're asking for, then something else in its place. So make dua for barakah. And make dua for barakah in other people's lives as well. Barakallahu fik. Common dua. May Allah bless you. That's a great source of barakah. Dua is accepted when you ask from the heart. So we should ask Allah to bless us and to bless others from the heart. And this is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be invited to someone's dua, someone's house rather, he advised us to make this dua. Allahumma barik lahum fima razaqtahum. That Allah grant them barakah in that which you have provided for them. Waghfir lahum. Forgive them. Warhamhum. Have mercy upon them. Now, in our du'as, we should also ask Allah to forgive us for our sins. Because forgiveness of sins increases barakah. And unforgiven sins decreases barakah. Hud alayhi salam said to his people, or was it Nuh alayhi salam who said to his people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Ask forgiveness from your Lord. He is most forgiving. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send the rains in abundance. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. He will then send rain to you in abundance and give you increase in wealth and children and bestow on you gardens and rivers. So making istighfar, making tawbah from your sins will result in you getting greater barakah. So make dua for barakah and make dua for forgiveness. So dua is the first step today as a source of barakah. The second is then avoiding sins. Apart from the fact that it affects our akhirah, it affects our dunya as well. It becomes a means of depriving us of blessings and provisions. There's a narration of Ibn Majah where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, nothing increases one's lifespan except righteousness, and nothing repels the divine decree except supplication. And a man may be deprived of provision by a sin that he commits. You may be deprived of provision by a sin that you commit. So if we wish to stop sinning, the first thing we need to do is stop blaming others or blaming circumstances and take responsibility for our wrongdoings. Blaming others, that's a quality of shaitan, and it's a mistake that we all make. When you blame others, then you don't acknowledge your own wrong. And acknowledging your own wrong is the first step to fixing it. So we must try to identify our temptations, our personal weaknesses, and work on them. Try to control them. View the situation from every angle in terms of how we could get tempted. And make an effort. Like we make an effort to protect ourselves in worldly terms, we should try and make our effort to protect ourselves in spiritual terms. That's the two tips for the day. Make dua. Dua for barakah and dua for forgiveness. And make an effort to give up sin. And those will become two sources of barakah. We put up all these points on the website. Go to the featured section, the New Radio Islam website, and you'll see it there, inshallah.